understood this peace as only coming through the Christ as love. God Almighty had told Simeon that he would not see death until he saw the coming of Christ. So, in seeing the Christ, it meant that Simeon could die. He could depart this life in peace. The Holy Spirit was certainly upon Simeon, who was at the temple. Why else would he be at the temple? Except that the Holy Spirit led him there. So goes the same reason you are here. Why else would you be here? Except the Holy Spirit led you here. You are here because the Holy Spirit has opened your eyes to yourselves. He has opened your eyes to your sin. And as you confess through the small catechism, He, the Holy Spirit, has called you by the gospel. He has enlightened you with His gifts of word and sacraments, and continues to do so. He has sanctified you. That is, He's made you holy through the word and the sacraments, and continues to do so. And He, the Holy Spirit, has kept you in the true faith. That is, He has kept you in Christ Jesus, who is your peace. In other words, you are drawn to God's divine service not because going to church is something that you're just supposed to do. Be careful of that kind of thinking. But from it, attendance at God's divine service can be turned into a work that you think you are doing, and that by your doing it, you are earning God's favor. You're meriting your way into heaven. Again, that is why it is important to continue to meditate on the six chief parts of the small catechism throughout your entire life. For in the explanation to the third article of the Creed, you confess that it's the Holy Spirit who has called you by the gospel and continues to do so. Notice how the wording that Luther used in this explanation does not say that the Holy Spirit has called you by the law. That is because following the law does not lead to righteousness. It is only the gospel that leads to righteousness. And that gospel is of Christ's merits for you. In other words, Luther was making very clear the understanding that the Holy Spirit leads you to receive what God is delivering in His divine service. Because why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you be coming? It's the receiving of the forgiveness of your sins, this life, this salvation. It's how God keeps you in the true faith. It's where God delivers His peace to you. That's how the gospel draws you. Please do not think that you're meriting anything in your attendance. God draws you by the power of the Holy Spirit, explaining to you what He's given to you, forgiveness of sins. You are a bunch of Simeons, and you don't even know it. The Holy Spirit brings you to desire to depart this life in peace. The Holy Spirit, who, working only through His holy words of law and gospel in the Holy Scriptures, opens your eyes to see your troubles for what they truly are, the result of sin, the result of selfishness, So when the Lord has you constantly crying out, "Lord, have mercy," He actually has you crying out, "Lord, help me in my misery. Help me in my sin." What is causing your misery? Sin. So what's God's absolute and only constant answer to the very cry that He creates in you? He delivers Christ to you. And He rescues you. By means of the sacrament of holy baptism, Christ is delivered to you. And you are delivered. By means of the sacrament of holy absolution, Christ is delivered to you. And you are delivered. By means of His word proclaimed unto you, Christ is delivered to you. And you are delivered. By means of the sacrament of the altar, Christ is delivered to you, and you are delivered. Although not fully delivered, because you remain in sinful flesh until you're fully sainted, as the psalmist wrote, "It is good to wait patiently for the salvation of God." So God keeps you repentantly waiting, keeping you crying, and yet feeding you with what you need the most, Christ. As the fleshly Christ child was given over to Simeon, who received Him as only God created faith can receive, and beheld Him, who carried in Him the very peace that Simeon longed to receive, so too Christ is given over to you, in His very body given for you, and His very blood shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Just as He delivered to Simeon, God delivers to you, your peace. For all of your errant fears of worldly or fleshly circumstances that are feared more than losing God, for all of the errant love that your flesh has aimed at bringing only pleasure to yourself, for all of your errant trust in many idols of many kinds, supposedly giving you a peace which only withers away, God has taken all of your sins upon Himself. He who knew no sin became sin for you, and He delivers His forgiveness, His earned forgiveness, His righteousness, His holiness. He delivers His peace freely to you. How truly blessed you are that through the Holy Liturgy, God's inspired words of Simeon are brought to your lips. What a blessed placement of Simeon's God-created confession of faith, immediately following God's deliverance of Christ in the flesh, not wrapped in swaddling cloths as He came to Simeon, but wrapped in bread and wine, delivered unto you, that you would depart in peace. Simeon's God-created confession of faith becomes your confession of faith, as God brings you to same say as those who have confessed Christ's merits for them throughout the centuries of Christendom. Yes, you too, having realized your unworthiness of sin, become worthy. For God brings a repentant faith. God brings the new man He created in you to have a hunger and thirst for righteousness, which only Christ crucified there is for you, have satisfied and continue to satisfy, because he is delivered through his word and sacraments. In your ongoing cries for mercy, in your poor misery of sin, God brings a new song onto your lips, a beautiful confession of God's rescue of you out of the mire of this existence, bringing you to proclaim Christ's death until he comes again, bringing you to confess your true peace in the midst of sorrow and travail. Your new song is Christ crucified, and the peace that only he brings to the forgiveness of your sins. Every week, God brings you to confess, as Simeon, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace," that is, to depart in Christ, according to thy word, for God's word is what delivered this truth to you, and God's word endures forever. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, indeed your eyes have, for they have looked upon Christ in his very body and blood through the bread and the wine, just as Simeon beheld him in the temple. God indeed has prepared his salvation before the face of all people. For the gospel promise was freely given to all of man immediately after the fall of man. God's salvation has been prepared, being finished on Good Friday and guaranteed on Easter morning. This good news, this gospel of Christ earning your forgiveness of sins and gaining heaven for you through his merits alone, is for all people. It's being poured into your ears right now, and soon will be poured into your mouths, as he instituted it to be.